Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
And once again, folks, I want to thank you for joining in live. This is Ken March, and this is our health education call for Zuma. Call that we do twice a month, first and third Thursday, in fact, and a call that we always have one primary goal in mind when we do these, and that is to give you information, education, and hopefully sometimes some inspiration to enjoy more abundant health in your life. And that's what tonight's call is all about. So I appreciate you tuning in live with us tonight. And, you know, I get to spend some time on this call with a gentleman who has become a very good friend of mine. A guy who I not only call a friend, but I call him a real partner when it comes to helping us further this mission that Zuma has of changing the health of a generation. He's a very accomplished health and wellness expert in his own right, doctor of chiropractic, health and wellness expert, and a very accomplished martial artist, in fact. That's why I never tease him too much, because I'm afraid he's going to hurt me. But seriously, he is a great friend to us and a member of Zuma Scientific Advisory Board. I'm talking about our very own Dr. Michael Trulia, or he's known around here as Dr. T. So, Dr. T, are you with me?
Hey, Dr. Marsh, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can, man. It's always great to spend some time with you, my friend, on this call, and especially tonight because, you know, I'm sitting here, and it's a little chilly in Virginia where I'm at, and I'm looking at the forecast coming up, and it's going to get even chillier over the coming days. In fact, we've seen snowflakes falling out of the sky a couple times in the last, like, 7 days, and I haven't seen that all winter. So I feel like we're, like, in this dead of winter right now, and some of you listening in to my voice probably are in places in the country where you might feel the same way. But one of the things we know, guys, and that's the purpose of tonight's call, is that when winter arrives, believe it or not, there's some things that your body becomes in need of that oftentimes get overlooked. A lot of times people don't realize that there are certain nutrients and certain things that the body really is in desperate need of when the winter season comes around. And if you're not paying attention to those things, it can actually be a negative on your health. And considering the world that we're living in right now, anything that detracts from your health is probably not a good place for any of us to be. So tonight's topic, we're going to be focusing on, hey, there's some things that you should be looking after in your personal diet and nutrient consumption that's going to help you not only feel great throughout the rest of this winter season, but again, considering the world that we're living in right now, help to protect your body and keep your immune system strong. So I just laid out the foundation for you there, Dr. T. So I'm going to let you jump in and start sharing some thoughts on tonight's topic.
Thanks, brother. Greatly appreciate that. And, you know, your health is important to you 12 months a year. And each season and each month, many times, presents its own individual challenges. And sometimes these challenges can be sort of hidden, that we are not really adding wanting one, making two in some of the nutritional cases. And we're going to speak a little bit about that tonight. And again, you know, I've said this many times. I've been blessed to be part of the Zuma team now, going on, I guess, our 16th year. And I've been blessed to have an open ring to speak with you about health. And again, the greatness of your company is their statement, you know, changing the health of a generation. Notice it didn't say changing the nutrition of a generation. And I think that's critically important because when you look at health, health is a multifaceted attack, not just one thing. The nutrients are extremely important, and we're going to speak of those things tonight, some of them, but it's the whole total systems concept that makes you, you, and your total health. So let's talk about a little bit what happens this time of year and what I see in my practice. Again, when the patient comes in, regardless if they have headaches or neck pain or shoulder pain, back pain, low back pain, radiating down the arm, I was just leaving my office today, and I had a couple of other meetings, and a young lady pulls up out of the blue, and our office was closed at that point in time. And she says, Dr. T, I'm glad I got to see you. She said, you don't know me, but I am a nurse, and I brought a patient with me one time to see you, and I really liked how you handled her case, and, you know, I want to become a patient of yours. And so we chatted a little bit about some of her healthcare challenges, and hers at this time was a lot of neck and shoulder pain and pain radiating down the arm. Well, of course, like you, you cannot diagnose a person standing there just speaking with them, but you start to formulate in your mind some opinions of what may be happening. And she also mentioned just briefly she gets an occasional nosebleed. Well, this is kind of interesting because what we forget about is this time of year, and we're just right up the street from Ken a few hours, and we had about 4 inches of snow the other night, and that's the most snow we've had here in probably 2 or 3 years. The next day it was gone from the rain and the warmer weather, but we're expecting some more snow this week. So what happens when that weather gets cooler? Well, lots of times we're inside more. We start turning up our heat a little more, and the atmosphere in our houses begin to become a little more dry. And so what can happen, one of the things I see is increase in the winter months, late fall going into the dead of winter, is lightheadedness, dizziness, a little bit of vertigo, and nosebleeds. Well, many, many times, believe it or not, I can attribute that to dehydration. And it's funny because a lot of my patients, when I speak of this, they'll say, oh, no, doc, you know, I'm one of those, I keep my house really cool. I don't turn the temperature up and all that. But what they're not understanding is, what do you heat with? A lot of people heat with pellet stoves in this area and with wood stoves. It dries out the air very quickly. And even if you use propane or fuel oil, it's still, the houses are built tighter now, and it will begin to dry out the house a little more, and you'll tend to become and get a little more dry. And many times the arteries and veins of the nose, blood vessels, that's the word I'm looking for, of the nose, will become very, very fragile this time of year. And so that's why people will wake up and they'll find a little blood on their pillow, because when they roll over by hitting their nose, is just enough to break those vessels loose. So sometimes just increasing their hydration seems to help that, as well as with vertigo. Now, why is that? Dizziness. Let's just use the word dizziness. Well, have we not spoken many, many times, for those of you that have been with us with Zuma for a while, that 70% of the body cells are water? We don't say this just for something to say. We say it because it's true and it's important to understand that. But yet 85% of the brain cells are normal. So what do you think some of the symptoms may be if you begin to get dehydrated and this light dizziness can begin to happen? Vasoconstriction begins to happen where the nerves, where the blood vessels shrink. And a lot of times in heart problems, you have, let's pretend for a moment, a blood vessel is 4 inches in diameter. It's certainly not, but let's just use this for our analogy. Again, if that vessel going anywhere, and you're when you're starting to look at the body, the three big systems that are really, really important, of course, are your immune system, your circulatory system, and your digestive system. Well, if any of those blood vessels going to those areas begin to get constricted, so in other words, it goes from 4 inches in diameter down to 3. Well, how does that occur? Well, it can occur, one, those cell walls have to be very, very elastic. And if the collagen that makes the elasticity begin to decrease, then that wall of that artery will start to decrease. So let's talk about eating too many fatty foods, high cholesterol foods. What begins to happen is two things. Well, number one, inside that vessel, it begins to build up plaquing. So let's just say you've got a 4-inch diameter of a tube with the blood flowing through it, but all of a sudden you've got about an inch of plaque around it. Think of it as rust. So now you've only got 3 inches for that fluid to pass through. And then for those who smoke, use nicotine of any kind, that also causes vasoconstriction, which means it's squeezing the blood vessel from the outside. So now you've got it compressing it, squeezing it, maybe cutting off another inch. So now you've gone from 4 inches to 3 inches from vasoconstriction, and then 3 inches to 2 inches for the placking, and all of a sudden, wherever you have a major vessel going, you're going to have either less elasticity or more constriction of blood flow. So all of a sudden, people with the nosebleeds get that collagen in the vessels have not become as pliable because, A, you're dehydrated and maybe missing some minerals. And so it's very important we keep the body hydrated that we've talked about many times. Again, going back to my case history, when you come in, again, I don't care who you are or what problems you come to me with, many of those I named before, I will then go into my orthopedic and my neurological test. I'll be doing testing of different things depending on which area is their main problem. But then the final question I always ask is, out of a 10-ounce glass of water, approximately how many do you drink a day? 1, 2, 5, 10, what would you say? And again, many, many times I'll have people say, I drink a lot. Well, you know, a lot is really not a definitive term. What's a lot to you may not be a lot to me. But I'll ask them that, okay, how would you define that lot if I'm asking you about a 10-ounce glass? And it's funny because they'll say 2 or 3. And I'll say, okay, well, let's go with 3. And I said, okay, now you believe that's a lot, and they're looking at me and they're 200 pounds, but yet at 3 10-ounce glasses, they're drinking 30 ounces a day. So I will look at them with a smile on my face and say, so you must weigh about 60 pounds. And they'll look at me because they're 200 pounds and say, well, doc, you know I don't weigh 60 pounds. I said, I know, but we promote half your body weight in ounces of water a day. So if you're only drinking 30 ounces of water that you think is a lot, you're a little bit off if you're more than 60 pounds. So you have to have fun with this thing, and you have to put it into perspective for them, and that's what we attempt to do. And so we really look, and we find a lot of people are dehydrated. And then I'll start explaining to them about these other factors that we spoke about earlier, the dryness of the atmosphere, being in a house, being in a warm house, being in a house maybe that's not as warm, however, it is still dry because of the type of heat you're using. So my point of the matter is winter months are extremely important for hydration. Now, I want to, before I go into the hydration portion again, I want to bring up one other point that a lot of people will miss. You'll start speaking with people who, in the winter months, they tend to get depressed. They'll tend to feel moody, or they'll tend to feel in a bad mood, and they really can't figure out why that is. Well, we're going to talk about some nutrients in a little bit. If they're lacking those, can do that, but also this dehydration can do it. But one of the big things that also causes this in the winter months are any electrical appliance. I don't care if it's a toaster, I don't care if it's where your phone plugs in, radios, doesn't matter. All those things create positive ions. And what begins to happen, they're very negative for the body. One of the best ways to help turn that around, if you've ever noticed and wondered why, like for most of us, if we go out by the ocean, we feel a lot better in the summertime. Well, two things. We're getting the vitamin D in most cases, or where the sun is shining brightly that we don't get in many of the winter months. And we start depleting that vitamin D. And we also, walking near the water, will tend to reverse, make negative ions that are actually better for your body. It makes you feel better. Another great thing is in the springtime, if you start, you know, it's still been a little cool outside and you've been closed up, if there's when the dew gets on the ground, a little bit of moisture, walk barefooted in grass. It's amazing how much you'll start feeling better. We have some state parks near my house, and even in the winter months when we can, we'll try to go near them and take a walk. It's unbelievable how much better you will feel by getting rid of everything. Just literally unplug, you know, leave your phone in the car, just go walk so you don't have anything electronic near you, and just sort of regroup, and you'll feel a lot better by doing that. But let's back up again. So our first step we recommend then is, let's hydrate. You're feeling lethargic, you're feeling fatigued, you're feeling moody. Well, your brain cells may not be getting enough hydration. So again, we promote half the body weight in ounces of water. And all the time I'm asked, you know, is that an exact number? No, nothing is exact in that. But what we normally believe is probably 3/4 of your body weight in water a day would probably do quite well, because most of us with the foods we eat also have water in them also. So That's just a general rule of thumb if they're drinking about 3/4 to half their body weight in ounces of water a day. Now, my next thing, three things we speak of internally, you know, structure has a direct link to function. And that's why I'm a doctor of chiropractic, because we look at the structure of the body. For those problems I named earlier, medicine usually has three basic alternatives: to give you a drug, to inject you, or to cut you. Our goal is to keep you away from drugs and out of surgery as long as possible. Now, I also believe there's a time and place where we let the body go too long, too far, and it may be at the point of no return, and we may have to intervene with one of those other things. But let's go with 80 to 90% of the cases. If we can do what I tell you, then many times we can turn the patient around. So, again, the first thing is I'm checking the external structure, the pelvis, the knees, the hips, the ankles. I had a young lady, only 19 years old today, in my office. Her mom's been a patient of mine for about a month. She just sent her to me as a new patient. Discovered rheumatoid arthritis in this young lady. Her feet are starting to grow small bone spurs at 19 years old. And when I did my leg check on her, where I lie you on your back and I'll raise one leg versus the other, one leg went almost 90 degrees. The other one goes about 30 degrees before she's getting a tremendous amount of hip pain. Now, I'm not sure what's wrong yet because I had to order x-rays today, but I also noticed she was dehydrated. So this structure and function is really, really important, because if there's that much deficiency in my check, she is going to eventually have ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, back pain. It can radiate all the way up to the neck with that type of biomechanical insufficiency that the average person would never even look at. It's okay, you got neck and shoulder pain, let's look there. The problem is not always where the symptom is. You can take a 500-pound horse and put a stone the size of a pea in its shoe, and if left undone, eventually the ankle will go bad, the knee will go bad, the hip will go bad, or the back will go bad on that animal if you don't take that stone out and rebalance them out. So that's the first thing we're going to look at, is the proper amount of hydration. Well, if you're going to drink that much water, then why not drink the most powerful water on the planet? And of course, that's our X2O, which contains 70 minerals from the southern seas of Japan that can help increase that alkalinity to get your body's pH up to over that 7 mark. Anything below that, of course, your pH is too acid. Which brings us to the next problem. If the cell is covered with acid, then you're not going to obtain, you know, you're going to want to get healthy, and so you eat your apple or a piece of steak or cheese or take your vitamin. None of those things are going to do as well as they could do if they're not getting in the cell, and they're not going to get in that cell unless your water is alkaline. And you're going to hear that for you new people a lot. Many people will tell you, oh, no, I drink tons of water. Well, do you really, and is the water getting in the cell? Because if you're still feeling fatigued and all these things all day long, then something else is going wrong. The water is not getting in the cell. So they may be getting enough water, but not the right type. Really get them on that baseline of alkalinity, and certainly X2O can do that. So we get them properly hydrated by half your body weight in ounces of water a day, making sure that water has X2O in it, because you want the pH to be above a 7. And then thirdly, you want to make sure then they're getting the proper nutrients, and those nutrients are getting in the cell. But let's talk about a few of those things. What can we add to our diets, and what can we use? And I'm going to go through a few nutritionals, and then I'm going to have Ken come back on and speak with us about some of our products. I'm just going to highlight some that I use, but he's going to come back on and fill in the gap with what has what in it. So, again, for the immune, the circulatory, and the digestive system, one of the big things we need this time of year and all year long is vitamin C.
You know, that's one of those nutrients this time of the year in the wintertime, important. Like Dr. T says, it's important all year long, but it's definitely more important in the wintertime, partially because, remember, vitamin C is one of those critical vitamins in the body that's going to help to strengthen and keep the immune system strong. So for those of you who are concerned, and I think that should be hopefully everybody on this line, again, considering the pandemic that we're living through, you know, immune system strength is going to be really important, and it's especially important in the wintertime. So picking up things like vitamin C and putting that into your regimen, that's going to be very important. Another important nutrient would be zinc. Again, zinc is a mineral. Many of you are familiar with that being a mineral. There's a trace amount of zinc in your X2O sachets. For those of you using the X2O in your water every day, know that you're getting a trace amount of zinc, but quite honestly, there's not a lot in there just because it's a trace amount. Again, that's X2O. It's a trace amount of multiple different minerals that work very synergistically together. But if you're trying to build up with more zinc in your diet, there's certainly ways to do that. But again, zinc is another great asset to you for helping to build immune system strength. So I'm going to talk to you here shortly about some of the Zuma products you can have that have the zinc in them.
Okay, perfect. Vitamin D, is essential for the immune systems. And here we go again with some of the deficiencies we spoke of earlier. Fatigue, poor immunity, mood disorders, seasonal, affective disorders. Just like we said, the time of year when it's colder. So that vitamin D becomes critically important. And we talked about the natural way, trying to go out and get as much sunlight as you can, even in the winter months when it's beautiful like it was today. But we can't always get them. And I know Dr. Marsh was starting on some of our nutritionals, and we'll talk about that. Four would be the right amount of protein. It supports both muscle and joint health. And that's critical, again, for this overall body-bearing weight, and our Metabolize is one of the greatest things for that. And I'll have Ken talk about the Metabolize in a bit. But let's move on to B12. B12 also for mood, cognitive function, helps fight depression. And, you'll have different mood swings when even your B12 is low. But remember what I said earlier, we talk at Zuma and in all of our healthcare clinics and our speaking engagements, not just about a nutrient, but like I said, things like walking near the water, getting away from the positive ions, also increasing your cardiovascular health by simply even if you're new and you haven't worked out in a while, get up to walking up to 20 to 25 straight minutes, 3 to 4 times a week can help you greatly. Now, again, I know some of you are already athletes and you do more than that. I'm not here to get into what is exercise or not tonight, but those are the type of things you want to look into for that total systems concept, as well as things like our focus up. The omegas, the skin, a lot of dry skin we see this time of year, itchy skin, you'll see cracking and all that. A lot of times it's because we're low on our omegas, and I take our omegas 75 every morning, and Dr. Marshall will talk about that in a little bit. Vitamin E, again, helps with that. And there's a lot of these that overlap. The omegas help also with the depression, but the vitamin E helps with the moisturizing of the skin. Natural antioxidants, the good guys that are in fighting the bad guys all day in the body. So vitamin E becomes critically important, as well as making, red blood cells, which carry oxygenated blood. There again, that term is critical. When I talk to my patients that have a lot of joint stiffness, I will talk to them about the cardio, getting up and walking. They'll say, "Doc, I got back pain. My heart's fine." No, you're not understanding. Every joint needs rich oxygenated blood, and the more we can pump that through the system, even with a low level of cardio, we can begin to help. But again, those nutrients have to be in the system so that blood is rich and oxygenated, then create proper cardiovascular to help you become less stiff during the day. The last one we're going to speak about tonight is chromium. And again, helping to regulate the blood, and chromium can come in a lot of different forms. We talk about chromium picolinate and its greatness in the body, with also helping to lose weight, cognitive functions, as well as for your cardiovascular system. So with that, Dr. Marsh, I'm going to turn the rest over to you to sort of let's overlap that with certainly our life source and our essentials, everything that we use every morning and day, along with some other products that can contribute to our total health with those things in mind. So I'm going to let you have it, Dr. Marsh.
Hey, I appreciate that. And guys, obviously, as Dr. T pointed out, these are nutrients that, they're not just nutrients you're going to use, of course, in the wintertime. These are nutrients that you're going to want to be putting in your body year-round. But let's be honest, a lot of these nutrients, unfortunately, are nutrients that people are deficient in to start with. And if you're already deficient in them, hopefully most of you listening to this call don't fall into that category. But if you're already deficient in them, in the winter season, the deficiency issues associated when your body doesn't have enough of these begin to be amplified because of the winter season. So I think it goes without saying, and Dr. T did a great job, I think, of underscoring this. Guys, if you're not sure whether or not you're dehydrated, think about when you wake up in the morning. If your house is really dry, you're going to wake up in the morning with dry nasal passages, with dry mouth, right? Some of you have woken up in the morning here in the wintertime, and you're so thirsty, you know, you can't help but reach for that X2O first thing in the morning because it just, you know it, you can feel it. Your skin, you know, exhibits that you're dry. So, you know, it's interesting because so many people instinctively know, hey, it's summertime, I need to be drinking more water because I'm perspiring more and it's hot. But a lot of people completely lose that in the wintertime, and they assume that they can consume less water. But in actuality, it often becomes just as critical in the wintertime as it does in the summer. But some of those other nutrients that Dr. T was talking about, things like the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the vitamin E, the B12, the zinc, you know, you can reach for one Zuma product and have all of those covered, and that's, of course, our Life Source multivitamin. So I'm going to say it, and I've probably said this on many of these calls in the past, but I'm going to say it again on this call tonight. If you're not currently using Life Source as your multivitamin, multimineral formula in Zuma, I think you're missing out. I think you're missing out on what I believe is one of the best multivitamin, multimineral formulas in the marketplace. And I don't have time on this call tonight to give you all the reasons why that's true, but I can tell you if you're using Life Source, you are absolutely putting so many of these nutrients in your body that your body desperately needs, especially during the wintertime. So there's obviously other things. As an example, you can see vitamin C in other Zuma products. There's vitamin D in other Zuma products. As an example, you can get vitamin D from Cardiozyme. You also, if you're taking that product, you're getting an additional source of vitamin D. Zinc, there's if you're taking the Berry Balance product in Zuma's line, you've got a trademark branded version of zinc called OptiZinc in that product. So it's not just Life Source, but if you're looking for a one-stop shop, so to speak, where you can get all those nutrients in one simple place, Life Source is the way to go. And again, if you're using other Zuma products, there's a good chance that some of these other things, just thinking out loud again, I mentioned B12 is in your Life Source, but of course it's also B12 is in your Focus Up. B12 is also in your Metabolize AM formulas, right? So there's other places you can get some of these nutrients as well. Dr. T mentioned the protein. You know, this is important for two reasons. Number one is, you know, unfortunately for many of us, in fact, probably more of us than ever in recent times, weight gain has become a big problem during this pandemic. A lot of people have become more sedentary. They're locked up in their homes a lot more often. We're less active typically in the winter months anyway, but combine and contrast that with a pandemic at the same time, and it's no wonder why everybody's joking, but sadly they're serious about all the weight they've gained during this pandemic. Well, one of the ways that we're going to help the body shed that excess weight is to make sure that we've got lean muscle tissue to support burning those calories, to burn some of that intake of food. And the only way we can do that is if we have lean muscle tissue. Well, guess what? Lean muscle tissue needs good, high-quality protein, and we've got that with the Metabolize Protein Shake. And for those of you who are reading your email today, I'm proud to tell you that you already know what I'm about to say. If you didn't read your Zuma email today, you should definitely do that because we released our new Pulse newsletter for the month. And in there, we talk about a recent enhancement that's been made to your Metabolize Protein Shakes, and that is they are now completely gluten and wheat-free. All that means is it's just going to be that much more friendly to your digestive system. But also, number two, is we've actually improved the flavor on both our vanilla and our chocolate shakes. So you'll have a shake that tastes probably better than it's ever tasted. It already tasted pretty good, but it's going to taste even better now, and it's going to be gluten and wheat-free because we've got a brand-new fiber blend in there. But that's also important, too. Fiber in your diet, which many people are very deficient in, is also going to help to promote regularity, which again promotes healthy weight, but it also promotes weight loss at the same time. So there's a lot of reasons to use that protein shake, even if you are more sedentary, because remember, as you become more sedentary, your muscle tissue slowly starts to deteriorate. We need to feed that muscle tissue. That's why your Metabolized Protein Shake becomes important, especially in the wintertime. And finally, Dr. T was talking about the omega-3 fatty acids. You know, omega-3-75 has been in our line for a long, long time, and there's a good reason for that. It's because it's one of the best quality omega-3s you can have out there. I've had so many people over the years who have used omega-3 products from various different companies or nutritional supplement companies, who when they discover omega-3 75, especially if they're in tune with their body, they know that this is different from the other stuff they've been taking. Guys, I can assure you, because I'm the guy that oversees the formulation, and finally, and I'm the guy that does the final sign-off on all of our products, I can tell you that omega-3 75, it costs us more to make that product than what you can buy some omega-3s on the store shelf. That's how good it is. That's how unique and different it is. But that's a critical product for a bunch of reasons, like Dr. T was talking about. Many of these nutrients attribute to helping you feel good in the wintertime. There's a lot of people, when the sun doesn't shine a lot during the day, or when we get into long periods of darkness, they get depressed. It affects them emotionally. And if you're nutritionally deficient, it amplifies those problems. Omega-375 is a, you know, our hormones, if you think about it, are lipid-based. Omega-3s are lipids for the body. And if you want good hormonal balance, feel happy, you got to have a good balance of omega-3s in the body. That's one of the reasons you take it. The other reason, like Dr. T alluded to, is the fact that if you look at your skin that looks pretty scaly and dry, it's another good reason to make sure, A, you're getting enough hydration. Because if you're dehydrated, there's a good chance your skin's going to be dry and flaky and itchy. But also, if you're deficient in omega-3s, you're going to have that problem as well. And, of course, vitamin E is part of that. You can apply vitamin E topically, and while Zuma doesn't have a cream that you can apply with vitamin E on you know, your skin, you can certainly find good options like that in the marketplace. Remember, the life source is going to have the vitamin E inside of it to help provide what your body needs on the internal side. And then Dr. T also touched on chromium. You know, chromium is a very critical nutrient. And in Zuma's line, in your Berry Balance product, you've got something that's called chromium polynicotinate, which is an even better version than just plain old chromium, which you can find in a lot of supplements. But you can't find nearly as many with this polynicotinate version. And the reason that's so important is that particular nutrient, it's difficult for the body to absorb and use. And so the polynicotinate version that you'll find in not only our life source multivitamin again, but you'll also find it in our Berry Balance. Those are products where you can get that nutrient and it can be used in the body efficiently. And that's one of the reasons why we use that particular form of chromium. But guys, the good news is all of these deficiencies that are common in the winter months, that are common when it gets cold outside, are all things that you can shore up and keep in check very easily with some of the Zuma products we talked about tonight. So if you're not currently using some of those products, this is that time to start going, hey, maybe I should put that on my next order. Maybe I should try that and see how it makes, you know, me feel and see if I notice something in my own body. Chances are you will. But I can tell you, if you know people who find that their health is challenged, especially more so now in the winter months, or they're experiencing some of the things that Dr. T has talked about tonight, you now have another great opportunity to talk with them about why they may want to consider trying some of Zuma's products. Because obviously, again, the goal of this call, as always, is to help you and hopefully through you help others enjoy more abundant health by getting this information out to you and hopefully you then sharing this information with others. So, Dr. T, before we wrap up tonight's call, I'm going to turn it back to you for any final thoughts or comments.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you first, everybody. Number two, I want you to remember, especially you new guys and gals, that play with these nutrients because sometimes, like for me, for example, I take a whole slew every day of Zuma's products. But one of the things I found worked better for me was I take two of my life sources in the morning when I get up, but I also take two again after lunch. That's when one of my most fatiguing times is for me, just the way our days run. I'm usually at the office around 7:30-ish to 8, depending on the day. And then we'll try to close down like a couple of hours over lunchtime. But then I'll come back in about 2 or 2:30, and you know, we'll go to 6:30 or 7 at night. So I want something to boost. So you may have to play with your vitamins or get with your upline. Let them talk with you about, you know, maybe you should take some a little bit different way because everybody's body is different, and that's critical for you to know, and it may help boost you a little more. And, you know, the hydration, though, is the key. You got to continue on that hydration portion that we spoke about. That's why every phone call for me, when I'm asked to do this, I always come back and make that, I call it the foundational product. Without that, to me, none of the other products, no matter how good they are, they're not as good as they could be if they're not functioning at 100%. So again, thank you, Zuma Worldwide, and all of our family out there for allowing me the opportunity to be a part of you. You all have a great evening and a great rest of this winter. Stay hydrated. You need those nutrients. Back to you, Ken.
All right, awesome. Well, hey, Dr. T, thank you for your time, as always. I appreciate your information and your teachings. And, guys, thank you for being on this call tonight. And just a reminder, this is a recorded call, so you'll be able to access this and many, many others in the back office of your Zuma Worldwide website by the end of the day tomorrow. So, again, thanks for listening in, guys. Remember, we're going to do this again next time will be 2 weeks from today. So, again, first and third Thursday of every single month. Got more great information coming your way in just a couple weeks. And until then, guys, take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.